Well, this is verse 5. Nahi kaschit chanamapi jatu tishta yakarma krit. Karyate yavasa karma sarva prakriti jaya gunaya. Krishna speaking. Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. So just think about these words. Everyone is forced to act helplessly. Do you have that feeling about yourself? Forced to act helplessly? In what way do you feel that?
You feel like you have kind of have subconscious things that you do, like when you walk down the street and I guess conforming to society is kind of one of the helpless things that you do.
The only helpless thing?
I'm sure there's any.
Like, why do you do the things you do?
A lot of things you do to kind of be the same as other people or to be accepted by other people.
Is that the only reason?
I just want to make money for myself.
Yeah, why?
Because I'm trying to make myself happy.
By spending the money?
Yeah.
Have you done it yet?
Well, I have happiness from spending my money.
Have you got some money to experiment?
Not much.
You tried?
Yeah.
Have you got the happiness?
No.
So you need more money, right? Then you'll get the happiness.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Anyone else? Who else feels the active helplessness?
just with the things like when I started smoking cigarettes, it was something I thought I wanted to do, and then I've fallen into a trap, and now I'm just doing it because I just feel like I'm forced to do it, even though I absolutely hate it.
So
yeah, I still can't get past that one thing, one a day, you know. It's ridiculous, but I feel that it's beyond my control in a sense.
And you? But the only thing cigarettes ever, otherwise you're not going to have to help you.
No, that is an example.
Current.
Everything what I guess you do is like for you, destroying your sense of senses.
Helpless in terms of the slave of the senses.
Yes, or even things like walking down the street, you walk in a certain way, you always follow a certain pattern. You try to change the pattern, you might change it to a second, pass it ahead, you're doing the same old thing. Open a door, you open the door exactly the same way, always done it.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to not do anything?
It's impossible.
Yeah. Why?
So is the mind is agitated or the body is agitated? It's always something that's agitated, it's always something.
Anyone else realize that they're acting helplessly?
Yeah, I know I do. So I know the examples of.
Now, think about your actions. How do they indicate a free person?
Course every day and stuff like that, but I chose to go on the course, I guess.
Why?
So I can get a job, make some money.
Why?
So I can survive.
That's all to survive.
And hopefully a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit more. Everyone says like that, you know, it's a good job to survive. No. You want to survive, you just, you know, be on the bowl.
Yeah.
what is that more you wanted?
What about the travel? Do things that afford a warehouse?
Why?
I used to put it with my friends.
Oh, they're all doing it?
Yeah.
And then my favorite, your friends, what happens to your life?
It becomes pretty stressful.
Well, still, you'll do it anyway, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I can help this. Anyone else?
I help to say because I want to do something. I want to. I get hungry and I want to eat. So I do it. I eat. And I don't really have a choice if I can say if I don't eat, then I get extremely hungry.
Are you over here?
You
might find the duty energy.
I do it a lot, yeah. But I feel like I
but how? See, what you're saying is
certain desires that I have, if I don't meet them, then I act helplessly and then I'll meet these things.
Eating?
Mm,
eating's rather more. So you can't give up eating because you'll feel hungry, right?
Yeah.
Was that the only thing?
No, it's
yeah. See, I notice everyone always gives these examples like, well, you know, I have to survive or I have to eat. But there's much more going on in life than those things. So let's talk about those things. You don't know.
Well, when no one desires to be good at rock climbing, because therefore I get respect at my job if I'm good.
So you're motivated to get respect from who?
From my bosses and my peers and the people that I deliver my services to.
You get respect from like the Christchurch Rock Climbing Club?
Yep, and saying that you're good and then they'll want you to work for them.
They raise your salary.
Yeah, I raise your
salary. Yeah. And what does all that get you? You get respect, you get money. What does that do for you?
I actually wonder if I get even better when I get even more money and respect. That's one thing that it does. Another is create stress because you have to keep that level of ability up as well.
I need to keep that level.
You have to keep doing it all the time and be consistent with what you're doing.
And then you're also, your body's getting older, right?
Yeah. And eventually it hurts a lot more than it used to.
When does that start?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
You still get overlooked at.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty you're not that old, how old?
19.
And already your body's aching?
Oh, yeah.
But still, you're going to chase that dream, right? Yeah. To be what?
Rock climbing's a dangerous sport, so I've had a few accidents.
Really?
Yeah.
You've fallen?
Yep.
Dangerously?
Yep.
Still, you're going to go for it, right?
Yeah.
Go get some glory.
Yep.
Never mind if you bang up your body.
Yeah.
You're going to be the number one rock climber on the South Island.
I didn't feel like I wanted to go that far. I just wanted
to be. Canterbury.
Yeah.
What do you think? You can sympathize with it? You do the same thing?
Yeah.
Why?
Get respect and
get respect.
Feel good about yourself.
And you've achieved, right?
Yeah.
Is it really a substantial pleasure in that?
No, it's pretty concrete.
That's the force that helps you, right?
Yeah.
think so.
I guess the important thing, like being in a woman's body, conditioning, even if like it's a condition, maybe I need to do that.
So, what are you doing? I don't know how to.
I don't know, like the way maybe you should act or what you should wear, or, you know, like. So.
I don't know,
you know, like growing up in. Being the mother and the housekeeper, looking after the children.
Yeah, you still do that, please?
Yeah, I do.
Not all, right?
Okay, thanks.
So then, what is it? What is the female conditioning that forces you to have help?
There's so much connection that's impossible to sort of break out of the system.
I got that. Can you give me some examples? Let's see if I got female conditioning.
Yeah, I guess it's about looking good and not looking bad.
What's that like? And you were growing up in Auckland, where you went, how do I look? How do I do that? Check yourself out in the mirror.
Yep.
What's the boy see?
Yep.
Really? You like that, huh? Yeah. Yeah, you like that?
Hello?
You look in the mirror yourself and think, what's the boy see? What
do I know?
No.
Or do I?
What would you think? I was just making research. What would you think? Will they notice things? Will they notice that?
Yeah, I guess you're conscious of different parts of your body, but.
And you think, how will others look at them?
Yeah, maybe
you're
worried.
Oh, they're not going to look at them enough.
No! No, but they will. That they,
you're worried that they will look?
Maybe.
Why would they be worried? I don't be worried they don't look.
Well, the past
event
looked good.
Oh, I get it. So, I mean, you're just aware of, the good and bad parts of your body, and you're just meditating on it and thinking how others might or might not see you. Really?
You don't know the nose, I had to sit here, for instance, and I had that. Maybe somebody else would look at that. Maybe not in a female or male thing, but anybody would look at that and he changes way and he says something because he would look at it, for instance, and maybe he says something differently.
Well, can I get any stronger than that? Do you like looking in there? I wonder. You notice my muscles are like this. I'm kind of cute.
I think I do look in the mirror and I say, oh, would women find me attractive or not? Absolutely.
Should I take a look? Are there men also like that? What do the girls think of you? You wonder about that in the middle?
Nothing.
Why not?
I'm not worried about that or anything like that for a bit. It's not really a big part of my life. I'm more worried about
where my mind is at rather than my body.
Does that mean you're like thinking, well, he knows I have an attractive personality?
Oh, no, it's more like trying to focus my mind on more spiritual things at the moment.
And you? Yeah. We're discussing how one's forced to act helplessly in this world. This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita. You have a Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah.
You read it? Oh, that's right. You just need to turn on
it.
Yeah. We need to help find him in the German Bhagavad Gita. Right. So Krishna here is saying, everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. So we were discussing the various ways that people can feel they're acting helplessly. So we had some examples, like ladies, because of their female body, forced to act in a certain feminine way, checking themselves out in the mirror and wondering what the men think if they see this part of the body or they don't see this part. And then some of the men mentioned that they can also think like that too, like look into the mirror and wonder how the opposite sex will view them. What do you think?
In general, probably pretty sure that male and female nature is different in that way.
So when you look in the mirror, you don't think that? You don't think that? You just look in the mirror and you're like, nah, no big deal. Do you think if there are girls attracted to you, she's going to install them into your personality?
Well, sort of what I did in the last 10 years is taking tourists down the river and tourists down gorges and...
Switzerland
and around the world as well. From into Switzerland again.
Yeah.
And you always actually pass you through the shop, walk at the front, and be the responsible one, be the one who knows what's going on. And
also, you were impressing with your competence, right?
You're impressing just with the name guide, in a way, I guess.
You capitalize on that.
And you get sick of that as well, actually.
Yeah.
You get older as the twins get younger.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, that you're getting old and the tourists are getting younger.
Well, that's a different
thing. Not so easy to make a play.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas when you were like in just the right age, you were the guy, you're going on a raft and wild river, the girls would scream out and you'd be there for them.
Yeah, luckily I'm over that since a while.
Okay.
It's definitely when you start, it's totally a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all about fun and yeah, you get older and you do it longer and it just starts to get more as a job as well.
Yeah.
And you see the face differently.
So first it was fun.
Yeah.
After a while, it's became the same old thing.
Yeah, first it's just fun, and then actually, after a while, you realize, in a way, as well, what you do and how much responsibility you've got, in a way. And about the other thing, I think, is looking in the mirror, you ask, it's good to a certain point, but it's actually, I think, healthier and easier if you don't care too much. Because you look in a mirror, but you can't I mean, it's good to look in the mirror and see if everything's right in the morning after you had a shower and then leave, but you can't get to a part where you, yeah, but it doesn't make sense. Because you see yourself, but you can't change anything in the mirror.
So then you kind of, what?
Doesn't matter how long the look, things will change.
So then you kind of look for somebody who also has the same kind of attitude?
Sorry, how do you mean that?
So you look for a partner who has that same kind of attitude?
Yeah, but I guess it's hard to tell.
Sounds like you have like the natural approach, you know, the natural out-of-doors approach.
Probably a bit.
Yeah. I guess the ladies like the outdoors, right?
When they're in holiday, we are. It's not a real life, really, in a way.
They want the house.
Well, I mean, when they're on holiday, they look for a, I guess, sort of a rough person, partying, and, you know.
So you were able to do that?
Well, that's not in real life.
So you were able to do that?
Well, part of it is just, because I did it so long, it's just what I am, part of it, but it's not what you really are and what you want to be.
For like a holiday period, you were able to act like the macho outdoor guy?
No, not anymore. That's why you got the young guys for. So yeah, they go.
Really, the ladies particularly want to go on rafting with young guys?
Not especially young guys. I think it's often in life is actually, I think, what you don't get is what you want. What you could have easily is not interesting.
All right. Any others? Forced to act helplessly? Now what about this, where Krishna says, therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. You ever tried to stop and not do anything? Have you ever tried that? How long did it last?
About 3 seconds.
Not even enough. Just, I'm not going to do anything. You ever do that?
Too long.
Yeah, I can do this.
For how long?
Well, that you're free to move, you just sit there, but you're able to move, honey.
No, don't do anything.
5-10 minutes, please.
Sitting. Yeah. While your mind is moving, right?
Yeah. So
that also counts for action, by the way, these are the movements of your mind. So Krishna's point here is that since you have to act, you can't stop acting, therefore you should try to find out the best way to act. You must act. We'll read some of the purport. It is not a question of embodied life, but it is the nature of the soul to be always active. Without the presence of the spirit soul, the material body cannot move. The body is only a dead vehicle to be worked by the spirit soul, which is always active and cannot stop even for a moment. As such, the spirit soul has to be engaged in the good work that Krishna accomplishes. Otherwise, it will be engaged in occupations dictated by illusory energy. Think about that. Activities dictated by the illusory energy. You ever thought about that? You're doing activities that are like someone at gunpoint is saying, you must do this. You must serve your senses. You must serve your mind. You must serve your perceptions. Thought about that? under the gun of material nature. Has anyone here been robbed? Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone come up to you with a weapon?
No, they're broken to the bed of a cat. Yeah. Just been shopping.
But has anyone ever been robbed, like a gun point or a knife point? No.
I sort of gun.
Huh?
I sort of gun. When I lived in Sydney, I fell asleep in the front room, and I woke up to somebody in the room with a knife, writing through all the stuff. I just believe.
Is that the door?
Yeah, and my flatmates at the time left the back door open. So I had to walk in, and luckily I was just coming through as she was careering out through the door. Yeah, it was totally freaky. It wasn't until the next day that we sort of looked at you and sort of pinched all our rent money and stuff. It was so scary. It was just a real thing.
The summons. Doing something you had no control over. So this is what material nature does. It just forces you. Serve your senses. Serve your mental compassions. Like everybody can relate to the fact that, you think, I don't have life figured out at all. I don't really know what I'm doing, but still you find yourself acting. You ever, any that ever interest you, intrigue you?
Yeah.
Why? Well, Krishna says here. You can study this verse. Everyone is forced to act helplessly because you're under the gun of material nature. What does Krishna mean when he says, according to the qualities you acquire from the modes of material nature? He means that your body is the product of your actions and desires in your past life. So material nature has fashioned a body for you that perfectly matches your situation in your past life. So the influences you operate under in this life were generated in your past life. You understand? So you're kind of, you're hanging yourself in your own rope, so to speak. You fashioned the rope that you're hanging yourself with. You did it in your past life, and in this life, your actions and desires of the past life manifest in this life as a rope that you're going to hang yourself with. But it is very personal and personalized. So you can only blame yourself. What's the rope that you hang yourself with? This body you have. It's generated from your actions and desires in your past life. And according to those activities in your past life, you have a body now that is subject to various types of illusions, various flavors of illusion. Someone's body will have a rock climbing flavor. Another's body will have, sports flavor, or cricket flavor, or computer flavor. All these types of activities are coming from bodies that have certain propensities, bodies that are prone to certain influences more than others. So your body is not just a bag of flesh and bones and hair and blood and nails. Your body is also a bag of influences that you're accepting. So when you accept your body, you're also accepting a bag of influences as yourself. Now why? Why can't you just get rid of all of those influences? Right, so you hold on tight to them. That's a good point. You don't know what else there is, so you hold on to influences, even when you suspect that they're inferior and troublesome. At least they're yours, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your problem.
You know?
Yeah. My problem. My worries. Am I? Yes, you know how that feels.
Absolutely.
It's amazing that you even manifest ownership over your problems. Am I? No one else understands them like me. Okay? You ever get that feeling when someone's talking about well, you should do this with your life, you should do that with your life? What's your first reaction? Besides that, besides that,
you ask yourself, unless you're doing something wrong, if I'm not doing anything wrong,
you say, you feel, you may not say, you don't understand. You don't understand. That's how you defend yourself. You don't understand. And then, that was the work you did for fire. It's my life. Do what I want. I want to wreck it. It's my business. Right? And you think that you're tasting some kind of pleasure when you have that defiance, it's my life. There's a bit of flavor there, right? Fire is my life. How to taste this flavor. Try to taste a particular flavor. You know, people taste when they say that. You can work it from up. I remember one famous musician when I was in my youth. I'm the one who's going to have to die. It's time to die, so let me live the way I want. Let me live my life the way I want to. Now, I promised that we're going to speak about your unrecognized commitments, your unconscious commitments. We could do this with pens and paper, but I think we could do it verbally, since you're all very truthful, honest with us. Think about what you want to do with your life, goals that you want to achieve, and then things that you're either doing or not doing that are preventing you from getting that goal. And then we'll be able to see where your unconscious commitments are. I'm sure you've all had that feeling of, I want to do this, this is where I'm at, this is my goal. But then we allow something else always happen. It could be kind of the smallest thing, maybe you want to lose weight, it's my goal to lose weight. But then throughout the day, as soon as you see some chocolate, you're already eating. And maybe your goal to be free of addictive relationships and destructive dependency, but then as soon as you meet somebody, then you just want to hand over your, hand over the strings to your life to them in a mindless way. So think about it. Your goals, and then the things you either do or don't do, which are preventing you from achieving the goal. This way you kind of separate the lie from the reality. we often imagine ourselves doing something, striving for a goal, but then at the same time, we're doing things that block the achievement of that goal. You all have an experience. I'm going to achieve this, I shall get that. But meanwhile, you're doing things that, you're doing the very things that hinder your own goal. Just like someone on a diet. Used to be a diet queen, you know?
Yeah.
You stuck to your goal, huh?
I wanted to be by myself. I've got a wife and not married. I've got the kids.
You wanted to be by yourself. So you used to work at that goal, being by yourself?
Now, yes.
No, before?
No, because I was married and I had two children.
But when did you develop this desire to be by yourself? After your marriage?
No, before.
Well, this is the point. So you had this desire to be by yourself. What, living in the forest or something? Living in just your own little flat?
In the forest.
In the forest. And what did you see yourself doing? Just hearing the birds chirp?
Yes, listening to some music and reading some interesting books.
Yeah, just being in the quiet in nature.
Yeah.
No one to relate to, bother you.
Yeah.
So that was your goal. Then what happened?
I met people, I guess.
You met people. And then what happened?
My wife.
And so, I mean, did she say to you, I know you want to be alone, but it doesn't matter?
No, not exactly like that.
Well, how did it all happen? You were wanting to be alone, and the next minute you were a couple.
Yes, exactly. Exactly what I did not want to do.
Which was?
Being by myself, unconsciously, I saw a beautiful woman, so of course, lying.
Was she really beautiful?
According to me, yes.
Yeah. So, you wanted to be alone, but you saw this attractive form, and then what did you do?
Chase her.
Yeah. How long did it take?
A couple months.
What did you do like?
Show up on the bed. They were renting a shop. They were renting a flat with a friend of mine. So I showed up there to deal with that friend, but actually I wasn't going to deal with that friend, but I made myself believe that I was going to visit the friend, but actually it was not.
You made yourself believe it?
Oh, yeah. See, you didn't realize.
Yeah. And so? And then you got there.
I think we got there, step out of it, and deal with it this morning. Yeah. Instead of becoming friends.
So, did you realize all the time, I'm selling myself out, my goal is to be alone, and here I am, getting into complications?
No, because a lot of times I did it.
You did do that to
me. A lot of times.
But then what was your conclusion?
I'll give it.
Give it?
Yeah.
Why?
Pleasure, I guess, senses, all the senses.
Oh, so you were living alone in your house in the forest, but then your senses became disturbed.
Absolutely.
They couldn't let you sit in peace, huh? So you had to go out of your peaceful little house in the forest and search out the sense object, right? In order to get the sense object, you had to jump through the hoops, right? And then, after a while, they were children.
Yes.
How did that fit into your program to be alone in the forest?
By that stage, it was not directly the program. That would be in common. Just a couple of loose papers and a whiteboard.
So basically, what you're saying then is your plan to be alone in the forest in peace was ruined by it.
That's right.
By uncontrolled senses. So you ended up with a situation that was not what your goal was. Or you could look at it another way, and here's the point. Your real program was what you got. That's where you really at. Anyone else? Can think of some goal, but then you look at the various things you're doing and not doing, you actually need to see if something else is going on.
Not having to work would be nice.
That was a goal for you?
Not definitely a goal, but I always thought would be nice. I've had it for the money to live.
Well, that's just a fanciful thought you have. I mean, can you give us some real goals that you have, that you want, and then we can see, based on what you're doing or not doing at the beginning of it.
I always thought I'd probably going to make be a soccer player for a bit, actually, when I was young.
So what did you do or not do to get that goal?
I guess I rode over 16 and discovered some other things. parties. Alcohol, cigarettes, girls.
And you didn't go to soccer practice anymore?
Yeah, I still did. Although
they took your energy.
Yeah, feeding my senses.
Too
many options to do other things once you grow into a certain age, I guess.
So then you could say those things became your priority, unconscious.
Part of a priority, I guess, yeah.
But it's interesting that often we say we want something, but then it can be seen we want something else. That those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, you can say, oh yes, Krishna, Chaitanya Krishna. But then if you look at the actions, you might see something else. Or someone might say, I want to get out of material existence. I want to get out of material illusion. You said that before. Have you said that? You ever felt like that? I want to get out of material existence. Yeah. But then you do the very thing to keep yourself entangled. Yeah. So, then you have to look and see. Maybe my real program is something else. Maybe I want to stay in material existence. Yeah? Because if we look at what we're doing or not doing, it all points to staying in material existence. It takes some strength to do this exercise. Feel resistance. Right? Don't want to look too deeply at it. It takes some strength to look at what you say is your goal and then look at all the things you're doing and not doing which will stop that goal. If you're going to be able to live with yourself, and most people can't live with themselves in case you don't know. Most people can't live with themselves in peace without intoxication. Most people are scared of themselves. You know, it's like you're scared of your own self. Yeah? So what do you do when that happens?
Give it up to me. Not anymore, but just for half an hour.
So you don't have to think about yourself and deal with yourself, just get intoxicated. That intoxication creates like an alter ego, it creates an identity of its own. And you think that's you, right?
Yeah, and you think that you're achieving things, but it's not achieving. But they're like, yeah, illusion within the illusion.
Any of you remember being intoxicated and talking with someone about life and thinking it was really a meaningful conversation. You all did that, huh? You did too? Discussing the meaning of life, that. You did that also? I think I've explained the different types of dreamy talks. There's pipe dreams, when you know, you pass the pipe around with a, what do you call them these days, a cello? Is that what you call it?
Bond.
Bond? Yeah. Bond. You pass the bond around, and what do you think about life? You know, I just got this insight, you know, the house, you know. I mean, everything just happened at once, you know. I mean, it's like, if you can see that, I mean, and you just kind of go with it. Everybody, you know, nod your head. Yeah. I think that was really deep. You all done like that? Hmm? Your friend? Yeah, you know that? You done with it? Yeah. That's. Those are pipe dreams. This is dreamy talk, you know, under the influence of intoxication. And actually, it's just a waste of time, but to you, it seems so important. You've done that also. Yeah. What's the other kind of meaningless talk? 3 minutes. Pillow talk. Yes. When the male and female hands rest on the pillow, they say so many things. Yeah, I really care for you. It's just more than the physical thing. There's just something about you. Are you saying things like that?
Yes, of course.
Pillow talk. So that plays a big part of life these days. Pillow talk and pipe. Pillow talk, pillow dreams, and pipe dreams, pipe talk. Yeah, makes sense to you? Is it loud pillow talking?
No, I just made them drunk. No, I did some of it also. Yeah, no, it's not too much, but...
You didn't necessarily.
Yeah. Well, it's social. I guess so, everybody does it in some stage in a relationship.
Mm. What are some of the things you say?
Sorry?
What are some of the things you said?
I can't remember actually. I must say more at one in the last relationship I had, that wasn't like a killer. It was more of trying sort of finding out if you've got the same feelings and the same problems, same goals in life.
Same feelings? How do you find out if you have the same feelings as someone? What does that mean, have the same feelings?
I guess one of the most important things in a relationship that is you try to understand each other.
Is it possible?
Yeah, I guess so, but I'm not sure if it's possible for a long term.
Try to understand yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if you're connected to someone, you often got the feeling that you actually even got the feeling that you can be. Try to feel what's going on in the mind, or got the same force sometimes.
Try to feel what's going on in your mind.
I'm trying to, I'm having the same thoughts.
Same thoughts.
Maybe I'm wrong, but no. That's the feeling that I experienced.
Anyone else ever done that? Really? You've
got to think. Is it related to the same experiences?
And the same to the same experiences. Is that possible? Do you think otherwise is possible?
I don't think it's possible that we try it all the time.
Why?
Because it's nice to feel that somebody's can connect you in that level, that you feel or has some sort of experience that relates to that experience.
Experiencing the world the way you are?
Yeah, it's fun. It's an illusion, but it's a wise belief.
Did you try that? In the movie, that's what it's supposed to be like. Trying to think about that reason. Trying to understand another person. You want to feel that you're both looking at the world in the same way and reacting in the same way. That's pretty dry to me. What do you think? Well, you're trying to feel what this person sees, this experience of the world the same way you are. Something they also get angry at.
That might not be such a good example. Maybe if you, one of the people actually got excited about something and they get excited about it. I think it's the anger depth as well. But if you're not angry about something, you can be angry at the other person. No, it's a stretch.
Yeah, so you agree it's a stretch.
Yeah, it is a stretch.
But still, people are compelled to be together. You couldn't stay alone in the forest. But what's compelling you to be with somebody? You ever wondered that? What compels you to be with someone? Want to have a relationship. Why?
Because you're alone.
You feel alone.
You know how you were saying before, you don't like, no one understands. Yeah. Often, like, people don't, oh, no one, you know, no one understands how I feel.
Yeah.
But you want somebody else, you want someone to know how you feel.
At least say it. That's what a pillow talk. Yeah. Are you a pillow talker?
No.
Are you?
No,
you were a pipe talker. You were a pillow talker.
Just a talker, bad talker, and pillow talker.
Yeah. I kind of agree.
Pass me that pipe.
Oh, you were just talking just to get the pipe. Oh, she was providing all the herbs?
No, I can get myself in
there. Were you a pillow talker?
More of a pipe talker.
Pipe talker, yeah. Whether the guys don't like talking so much on the pillow, they just kind of get what they want. Achieve the nail holes, right? In order to achieve the goal, they'll sometimes put themselves through the whole pillow talk plus therapy. And as you said, generally that the way a materialistic man works, if you can just get her drunk or just smoke, you know, a bomb, you know, that makes it better, right? Just more convenient, right? You know, go through all this, you know, false thought on the pillow. You know that? The ladies are always silent. I once did this in Wellington. I had a session in Wellington where I was a monk, you know, those were practicing for subconscious. So I had two of our men devotees who were, you know, two of the young men before they did our subconscious. And I had them explain, I had them say all the lines that they would use, you know, in their recruiting efforts. And the lady was just like, ah! It was amazing. They were like, ah! they were saying all their lines. They said, after a few days, the lady would always, you know, are you sure? It's, I think you're just interested in my body. You know, no, 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 it's just not the body. There's just something special about you. It's just beyond the body. They all had their minds all made up, you know. And all the ladies were just like astonished, like, how could these guys be thinking like this? So I had to, I could do this, this command, and I got hunted. They were revealing all their lies. I mean, really, there's just something special about you. You know, I just really like to be around you. The ladies couldn't believe it. They're like, their dreams were shattered. You may say it's just, you may feel like it, you know, you may think it's just the body. Even others may tell you that. You know, you're not for real things. So much falsity goes or happens in this world, even in the name of relationships. That's never happened to you?
Yeah.
Oh. Here's one, I won't say which one said it. This is like a powerful line. You can think of things that are told to us. You know, actually, my first girlfriend. That's a good one, isn't it? Hey, carefully. Actually, I don't have much experience yet. You're my first girlfriend.
You're my first love. You're my first love.
Yeah, you're my first love. You heard that one before?
Yeah.
You fell for it?
Yeah, of course.
That was great. It was like a movie, right? You ever use that one? They wouldn't believe you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have remembered. So long ago.
You profiled yourself as experience, right?
Yeah, well, I guess so. Well.
Like, I, you know, experience all aspects of life.
I guess what is a really important thing is actually that even if you don't understand each other, that you're actually able to listen. That is probably a quite important thing.
And then what? You listen. You can't understand each other, but you listen.
Well, you've got to make the difference between, I don't know if they talk to each other about relationships or one-night stands or just a come together, you know? But a long-term relationship is definitely different than.
So even though you can't understand each other in a long-term relationship, still you have to listen.
Well, that shows at least that you're trying, isn't it?
That's the best you can hope for, yes. You realize what you're saying, right?
Sorry?
You realize what you're saying, right?
Well, when you're able to listen, you can try to understand.
You really can't, right?
Well, yeah, it's a question of you understand or not. That's another story.
But you're saying that actually you can't understand.
You can.
Can't.
Well, not important enough.
Not what?
Not important enough. No.
No.
Not important enough.
I mean, not deeply.
Well, really, probably. Probably can understand, even if fact proves mostly different from what you hear from what goes on, I guess.
How about when you thought you had an understanding and then all of a sudden you realize that you didn't understand?
It can be totally different then. Yeah.
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 That's just life, huh?
No, shouldn't be. Shouldn't be just life.
So what is everybody trying for? What are you striving for? You guys go through all this, the ladies go through life. What are you trying for?
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction. What kind of satisfaction?
Satisfaction that lasts.
That lasts.
Satisfaction is the nature and the true meaning of life. Satisfaction.
That's what motivates you, satisfaction. You get up in the morning and think, I want to be satisfied.
Well, you want to be happy.
I want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up in the morning and I want to be happy.
Well, I think a big part of it that is nobody really wants to be alone, really.
Yeah. And don't want to be alone, really. That's
it. I don't think so.
You don't want to be alone? Really? Well, who do you want around you?
I don't know, that's what you want. Everybody has some kind of desire and want companionship.
And what kind of companionship?
Female companionship.
Really? You do?
No.
That's the cigarettes. Cigarettes is one order.
Yeah, well, if they don't talk, I prefer that with a female, actually, yeah.
So you don't want to be alone?
From time to time, yeah. It's important to have your have space for your own and have time for your own, I think.
But in general, you don't want to be alone.
In general, I don't think so.
Why?
I don't know.
Interesting. Anything else? You like that? Did you want to be alone?
Don't want to be alone.
Did you or do you? Or?
In
your karmic years?
No, I don't know.
What? You want to hang out with good mates?
Yeah. No, but it fluctuates because sometimes you do want to be alone and sometimes you don't want to be alone.
But in general, you don't want to be alone?
Yeah, in general, yeah.
Same with you? You don't want to be alone?
Not very much. There's times when I need it, I'm going to sit back and take it with me.
But in general, you want to?
Generally, I want to be around people.
Why?
Stimulation, I'd say. I think that's what goes on in my
head. But how does the situation improve when you're around?
Well, they come up with different things that I'm doing, so I might just be thinking about one thing all the time, and they come along and think about something different. For me, something new is what might happen.
So they fill the time for you?
Yeah. Like you said the other night, you said, three persons come at the time.
Yeah. Well, how old are you?
19. I said that three times.
Yeah, that's like an old lady, you know? Rocking and rocking to that passenger. Knitting and quilting. Playing bowls. I think you have to think about passing the time. That's a tragedy. Okay?
Yeah,
it is. You should be dynamically achieving the ultimate goal of life. Time is so precious. Why should you just pass the time away? That's the greatest loss. You can't buy back a second of lost time, millions of gold coins. Read newspaper, you can't buy that. Just do things to pass the time off.
I mean, I'm around other people, it's not as if I'm trying to pass the time. I don't set out with the goal of, I'm going to pass the time, I'm going to see my friends now.
Well, what's your goal?
When I go to see my friends or something, it's to my father's thankful, or to build a relationship with them, to continue to.
Build a relationship. It's like a carpenter going to work. Okay. Build a relationship. What's the point of it?
I just want something to.
Something to do.
To do.
There you go.
Yeah, you're passing the time.
Something to do.
Rush him off.
So it sounds too good, doesn't it?
Well, when you're looking right there.
Well, you're supposed to look at it like that. Interesting, isn't it? As Krishna says, everyone's forced to act helplessly. I'm going to do something to pass the time. I've got to build a relationship. Anyone ever felt that? I've got to build a relationship. Huh? Why do you have to build a relationship? You thought made up your mind? Huh? What? Just something to do, huh? Like having a chemistry set and mixing chemicals and seeing what happens, this and that. The alchemy of the relationship. Permutations, mutations, combinations.
It doesn't feel like it's head code.
How things flow. What I'm thinking at, what I'm getting at is, see that people like people for a while. People are intrigued by other persons for a while. Either for one night, or 6 months, or a few years, but people are intrigued by other people. Is that it? People are interested, huh? Mm-hmm. You also found that?
You know,
you have it. No, but you found in your often days that, you just wanted to be around people because people are interested? No, you want to be away from them. Did you do that? Just be away from everyone. How'd you do that? Stay in your room.
Yeah.
Avoid all friends.
Not this session.
How long did you pull that off for?
A few years.
The guys will call you up and you just say, forget it, hang the phone up. Determined.
Yeah.
So you're going to go your whole life like that.
Yeah, well, I
What about you, Beth?
You know how much I love talking about stuff like this.
Do you ever want a relationship binge? A relationship and build it?
Most of my life, as I said before, I've sort of always not looked for relationships. I'm strong in the world. The only times that I've been in a relationship with my life, and that's a tenacious thing for me to do, because I've been on my head in one place in my life.
So you just like to travel?
Yeah, I like to travel. When I was in relationships, I'm the type of person to, if I like somebody, then I like somebody. Yeah, you either like fall off or you're just like, oh, so whatever. Do you know what I mean? You know, it's somebody that floats your boat.
Australia's land.
No.
Float your board?
Float your boat.
Float your boat.
Yeah, it's you either really, really like somebody or you're not really that interested. Yeah, it's
okay. You really like someone. What does that mean? You really like someone.
You share a lot of the same worldviews.
So that's happened to you? Really like someone, shared world views. Is this really substantial?
I
haven't got anything better. I'm trying to understand these people. Let's share world views.
Somebody said before this, but it's more about companionship.
Companionship.
Finding somebody who cares and a friend.
Finding someone who cares. It mainly sounds like finding someone to fill the space, to fill the gap. That's what it all sounds like. You have a nice thing, yes. It's like a living, breathing person who fills the space. Right? Hope that they respond. you can feel that you're alive. Is that it? It's kind of someone to, someone to interact with, It's interesting, isn't it? You were living in a forest and you want to be alone and you wanted some living, breathing entity to interact with that.
Actually, I had this experience once when I was in the mushrooms.
In
the mushrooms, it was a beer. I was with about 8 friends, or 32 minutes. And as long as nobody moved, everything was out. Somebody moved and everybody got. And that's the same thing about the agitation. It's like interacting. You want somebody to interact with, to occupy that space or forward on, because you don't know what else to do. Just don't have anything else.
That's
you don't
a good point. Yeah. Like everyone's living in a vacuum, and they're afraid to face that. They're afraid to face themselves, and so you have somebody around, so you don't have to think about yourself. You did this also. Somebody to fill the hole in your life. People are interesting for a while, anyway. So it's all very utilitarian, isn't it? It's all about, usefulness. The person has to be useful. Is that in your room?
Yeah. It's a woman part of it.
No, I heard the man also. You didn't think it. You feel like this, you're investing in a business or a business partner?
With a relationship?
Yeah.
No, somebody is I'm attracted to him. Who attracts me.
You're attracted for, but you want your profits.
No, you You get back what you get, I guess, in a way.
Really? Haven't you?
Well, yeah, I guess I'm a giver in a way.
Huh?
I'm a giver in a way, yeah.
Did you get back what you gave?
Mostly not fully.
Not fully, there's a problem.
Yeah, I guess if you give a lot, it's hard to get the same amount back.
Really? Sounds like business to me. You give a lot, it's hard to get the same amount back. So then what do you do? You don't give a lot, right?
But when you meet somebody, you definitely, I guess, you're attracted to somebody.
So you want to give?
You want to fulfill these senses.
That's not giving, that's taking.
As well, yeah.
So it's business. That's what you say. You get a little, you get a little, okay?
You know, you can see it like that, maybe.
Well, how did you see it?
I don't know if I would see it like that, then.
Then
you wouldn't plan a life together, or you wouldn't plan things together. You just would give and take what you need whenever you want it. Well, that would make things probably much easier.
Yeah, but it could be convenient to just be with the person all the time in this business deal. Constant trade, back and forth. So you're saying two things at once. On the one hand, you say, well, you know, you do want to open something, you know, and you want to fill your sense. Then at the same time, you have this idealism, this rosy picture, you know?
Well, I guess the saying is what comes around goes around, so you can.
Really?
Well, that's the saying anyway. I don't know how to believe in it, or if I fully believe in it, but what I definitely believe is you can't just take, I guess. You deserve it in a way what you did. That's what I would think.
Well, has that been your experience? You get that reciprocation, whatever you gain, you get back?
To a certain point, yeah.
To a certain point.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, what, that you get suddenly too close to each other, or if you get to that point.
This one, too close to each other, this is an interesting one.
Or if you get to that point that you don't learn anything of each other anymore, so you're not useful to each other anymore, or what
is this it? This business! Can you see it? This business!
This, if it's like that, then it's business in an unconscious way.
Still, it's business. Yes. You can see that? It's a business. It's a deal.
So you can flash people now about unconditional love. How you can't have unconditional love in this world.
Why?
Because everybody wants, you know, you want to sort of give to somebody, but yet you want to
my point was, how can you have unconditioned love in a world of conditions? Amongst conditioned souls, how do you have unconditional love? It's not possible. That's more pillow talk. Unconditioned love. That's all it is. It's just like pipe talk and pillow talk. It's just In the material world, in the world of conditions, all talks about unconditioned love are just dreaming.
Yeah, could be. Maybe it's a thing of defending as well.
Defending?
Or in a way, you know, you want your home, and you want your roof, and your space, and you feel protected, more protected than another person, maybe. In some way, somebody who's just there for you.
Someone who's just there for you.
Yeah.
This is business.
Someone who you can share your problems with, maybe. when you have problems.
You don't see what you're saying?
Yeah, I see what I'm saying.
But you definitely have, you know, You're goal-orientated. This is what I want. Someone to share your problems with, someone to be there.
No, I'm talking in general about relationships, right? People want to be with someone. That's not my specific goal. But to see it in a general way, why people want to be with someone. Because that's a fact that everybody, or most of the people, want to be with someone.
Mm. For business reasons.
I don't know if the way you're saying it, it looks like to me at the moment here.
Well, what do you think? Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just saying what you're going to say. Do you remember my, some of you remember one of my favorite songs when I was a little kid? When you give more than you get, you're in danger. You may find that you're in love with a stranger. You may think your love is fine, but as clear as a highway sign, there's danger, heartbreak, and everything.
You know what it's a bit, if you got some, if you don't have anything, you can't lose, isn't it? Well, you know, when you got, you can lose.
When you find out
more, you can lose.
When you find out that you're losing, it's time to get on moving. Change your heartbreak, get ahead. Start packing up your heart. This is my favorite line of song. When there's nothing more to be gained, don't keep holding on in vain. That's the reality.
So what is your point of view then, my people? Get married and be together just to grow a family?
They don't know what to do with their life, and so all these complications come on them. As Krishna says, everyone's forced to act helplessly. You don't want to be alone, you want something to do, you don't know what life's about, you got to fill up the time. You want some toys, persons can be toys for you also. You want to see how someone responds to you. Starting to see the light, huh?
Sorry?
You're starting to see the light.
Well, I thought about that before, but in general, lots of times in my life, I didn't feel like being with somebody at all. Especially that job I had the last years was just really, you know, like you mentioned, living in a tourist town and you deal with a couple of hundred people a day.
Yeah.
And you get full on just giving, giving, giving the season long, and then after months it's just, you're not able to socialize for seven length of time.
But then you start again, right?
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's more imbalanced then as well. Because you go from one extreme to another one.
Mm. So my point is, because you don't know what you're doing, you allow yourself to be pushed around by material nature. You got to do something. You got to fill the time. You got to interact. Right? How did you, when you, after you got over being sick of people after the tourist season ended, didn't you just get this feeling, I just gotta get my hands on something?
What do you mean, get my hands on something?
Just, you know, interact with someone, just, you know, do something.
No.
No, no.
No. The first 2 weeks after the season, I'm not able to do, get energy together to do anything.
Alright, after 2 months.
In the season?
After 2 months, when the season's over.
Not for the first 2-3 weeks. After the season, yeah.
And after the first month, you're ready for action.
Well, then I usually go traveling. Yeah. She's gone for work, and then, yeah, I have usually time by myself.
And then?
And then it's time to earn money again.
So you don't interact with anyone?
At that time, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Well, we can contact in some ways. I mean, if you travel, you have to. You have to organize yourself, and you just have to get socialize and talk to people at least anyway.
You have to.
Well,
she
instead
didn't. She didn't. She would just, you know.
Instead, you have your home or you sleep in the forest, but if you travel around, you usually have to sit in buses with other people or.
Yeah, I travel all the time. I don't talk to anybody. I've been traveling for 25 years.
You don't talk to anybody.
No!
But you sit sitting by side of people, aren't you?
I can talk to them!
Even if they talk to you?
But if people don't talk to you here, if you don't talk to them.
So
okay. This time when I was coming to Christ Church a few days ago, there's this old lady sitting next to me, and she wanted to talk about. She was just coming from a funeral on the North Island, and she wanted to talk about, you know, what's your religion, this and that, you know. So I talked to her. But she started it.
It's just because she had this sort of bad time came for the funeral, she thought you had to talk back to her.
Well, she would want to know what's Krishna consciousness. But usually, no, I've been international traveling for 25 years. And I can easily just fly all over the world, not talk to anybody on the airplane.
Yeah. I mean, I consider friends, especially, actually, I was into pies, but I was never pies.
Never what?
Well, I experienced pies. But I was never into pipe talking. I'm really actually a quiet person.
Mm.
And you don't fit into a scene when you start talking. People think you're a stranger, actually.
All right. So let's keep the point in mind. All these social urges we have are forcing us into situations. Now, why should you allow yourself to be forced in that way? You have to find something better to do because Krishna says everyone must act. You can't stop from acting even for a moment. You have to find a better way of living. Mm-hmm.
If it points towards more spiritual development.
At what points?
Social information.
How to give you an example of that?
By coming here, for instance?
Oh, yes, this social interaction is definitely pointing towards spiritual health. First, we're exposing the illusion, the system of slavery that you're laboring in. And then by chanting Hare Krishna, you taste the spiritual reality. That we can start to see clearly how so much of our effort is going to establish these illusory, insubstantial relationships just to fulfill our private agendas, our private programs. Yeah, you're starting to be able to see it, not a little bit. You're still a bit rosy eyed. You see it, right? Yeah. You see it? You all see it? You see it? You all see it? Hmm? Thank you. You see it? Yeah. It's like, no one knows what they're doing. People don't know why they're here in this world, where they're going, but let's have a relationship. It's a bit nutty, isn't it?
People just fall asleep there. It's like the parents have a relationship. No, the brothers and sisters have a relationship.
Now, in Krishna consciousness, we don't say no relationships. We say have relationships that are meaningful because Krishna is in the center. The society of devotees involves relationships for the purpose of giving pleasure to Krishna. That's the difference. That is meaningful. Some of you who've been practicing Krishna consciousness for a while, have you ever had to, like, maybe it's when you go home and visit relatives, listen to people talking their ordinary conversation? Isn't it just exhausting?
I've been on the phone in
New York. Yeah. Well, work, yeah, you can learn to cope with that.
But
still,
you hear relatives
talking,
and it's just,
you know, what
are you talking about? You'll have that experience soon. Okay, yeah. But how are you doing? Well, I'm just studying at the uni. Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, yes. I think it's going to be a good course, huh? Yeah. Mm. But what are you going to be planning to do in the future? Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, the other day it was after Sweet Bananas, perfect for me. Now he's going home to Switzerland forever. Oh, this is so typical.
He's perfect, that's your thing.
Yeah, that's the other end words.
What did you suggest?
I'm not sure.
So my point in doing all this is to get you to reflect on the power of material nature to just force us to do all these things. And they don't really make much sense. How many of you were thoughtful teenagers? You really thought about things before you did them when you were a teenager. Okay? You're a thoughtful teen. All the time.
Not all the time. A lot of the time.
Yeah. Are you? You're a thoughtful teenager? You're a thoughtful teenager?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, before you did something, you really thought, what the hell were you thinking about? Is this for real? Is this really beneficial for me? Yeah. Even when the guys say, hey, come on, man, let's do this, let's do that.
Because I remember all that stuff I didn't do.
I thought as a teenager you always think of it.
No, it's fun. There's some rare ones you try to think. Even when the girls would present themselves, you also remain very thoughtful.
I went to an all boys high school.
I remember when I was, 14, I was 13, and that was fun. I wasn't, like, acting in ways that most of the other teenagers were acting, so one day the real go-getter girls of the school decided they were going to lock my boat. So, staying above all this. So, I remember one of the most dynamic one of them, she came up to me in the hallway and she just stuck her cheek right in front of mine. Come on. And then all the tough guys in the school, they crowded around. They're watching. Hey, man, go on, do it. Go on, man. my kid, I was like frozen. My kid, I was, you know, this didn't make sense to me. This girl sticking her cheek in front of mine, and you're just, so, I can do anything, you know. And so then the tough guys in the school, they got me like, I can't believe it. This girl's giving himself to it because I'm doing it. Yeah, they come out and slap and fight. That was the only response I could think of. I'm outside. I can't believe it. You came to get these girls. She's giving herself to you. Don't do it. Come on, let's fight. That was all the time I would pray to God. Why do I have to be a delivered teenager? Why can't I just sit at the good times world? And did you do that? You did?
Yeah, it was quite thoughtful, like you were saying, but I did that for a long period of time and you got bored with it. So then sometimes.
Oh,
it
is. So you were like that, you fought all the time.
I mean, I don't know all the time, but you know, most of the
time. Anyone else would like
to? Night clubs, perhaps?
Huh?
Do you have normal, otherwise drugs or any sort of escapism with you?
What about you?
At the time, I thought it was quite thoughtful, but looking back at all the choices I made, I feel so good about it.
You guys, are you thoughtful?
Yes, thank you.
Were you thoughtful, teenager?
Yeah, I just
thought.
I also just
get
to like
sometimes. Just sometimes you just get tired of being thoughtful. Yeah. You know, you just go to a party and just go on a binge.
I just
coming out of the closet. So now, since you can see this whole, I hope you can now see this whole system of forcing you to act, what are you going to do now? You have to act because you are the spirit soul. The body is not actually the active thing, it's the soul. The soul is always active. If the soul is not active in spiritual activities, then the soul will, through the body, act in material activities. So it's quite obvious you've got to find the best way to act. That's the question you're on. Really that difficult? But why don't you find out?
Yeah.
Before you act. As much as possible. But at least you can minimize your material activities until you find out what's going on. That's the intelligent thing. Otherwise, just living a lie. Why establish relationships if you don't know what you're doing? What you should do is just say, look, let's be honest, I don't know who I am, you don't know who you are. Why are we just pulling these up? Do you know why you're in this world? Do you know where you were before birth, where you go after death? Try that. Why should we cheat each other? That takes strength to do that. It's easy just to did you do that? Did you say that to someone?
I don't know why I don't know who you are, but you've been wasting time with that. Why?
Too hard.
Like, you need to let someone that I care about. So, like my mom or something.
No. Never to family members. Every day eternally. But. You could say to your mother, you don't know who you are, I don't know who I am, what good can we really do for each other? You could say that.
Yeah.
But I meant more like other kinds of relationships. Would you see yourself doing that?
Yes.
You'd be able to stand up and say that?
Maybe.
You could say that?
Yeah,
I
think so.
Thank
you. Thank you.
What about you?
I'm not
sure. The girl of your dreams is there, and then you finally just like, okay, man, you know, I don't know what's going on, and why am I acting in this way? What's the woman at all? You don't know who you are, I don't know who I am. What's the point of this?
I don't know.
Why? Because you need something, yeah?
Yeah.
So something is more important than reality. That is the point. Did you do it? Like, let's be for real. I mean, you know, what's pushing us to act in this way?
I mean, sometimes I can, sometimes I can. Yeah, I don't know. At the moment, I'm very hard to have somebody knock at me. Maybe in my persons, maybe I can. And there's always one person that probably pokes through that barrier that you have pulled up, the strength that you have put in yourself to say such things. So there's somebody, well, maybe not always, but in the beginning, there are always people who are more kind of or stronger in persuading you to interact with them on different levels.
Even though I don't know who I am, you don't know who you are still. Let's create our own meaning. We'll build a world of our own.
Here's what I think actually I can.
You can?
I can,
I don't know whether I'd be able to overcome your desire to satisfy your senses. Because you kind of have to. If you're prepared to say that, you have to be prepared to kind of give up your material needs.
Material needs?
Yes.
For what?
Oh, for material pleasure. Like if you're prepared to say that to your partner in a relationship, then you have to be prepared to give up all your material desire for happiness.
Give up the benefits.
Yeah. Well, that's why you'd be in that relationship in the first place, to satisfy you.
Just to get it. Yeah. You would be able to say that, Tyler.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know why I'm doing this, but you don't know what you're doing. What's the point in pretending?
Well, she might think it's a CV, that's good. Could be good, though.
I suppose she said,
doesn't matter that we don't know who we are. Let's just be together.
What did you say?
No, I don't know. I think about it. Depending on the situation.
Here's the illusion. We'll sell out so easily, won't we? Therefore, Krishna says everyone's forth from that helplessly. Material nature is driving you. So what if you don't know who you are? Just do it. That's slavery.
Yeah, but it's slavery in this world. I mean, you have to, you generally have to go out and earn your money. It's slavery too, isn't it? In different ways, but.
How can you minimize all that? That's what you should be thinking.
Well,
even if it's so, as you say, that you can't cut it all out, how can you minimize it?
And cleanse your spiritual consciousness?
Yes! How do you do that?
With reading Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
Chanting.
Yeah, chanting.
And try to be as honest to yourself as you can.
Honest to yourself? But are you the everything? No. You're not the everything, so why is it so important that you be honest to yourself? That's partially correct, but you have to find out what is the source of everything and be honest to that source of everything. Then you're enlightened in Krishna consciousness. It's so easy to just say, let's pretend, right? Two bewildered persons, just feels good to be around you. You know, I don't know who I am, you don't know who you are, just feels good to be around you. Is the power of material nature. Can you see that? Well, it's painful to see. Painful to see. Painful. What?
Oh, no.
Not painful.
It depends, like, what relationship you're talking about. Like, you said family, different.
Because you said it, I said it.
Well, I don't know either. Because there's not, like, there's not really anyone else I can think about where it'd be painful.
Mm.
And my sibling, like, my mom or something, my family.
So now we see how much we want to stand up for integrity and honesty and sincerity. It's not easy. It's so easy to use other people to pass the time. So in Krishna consciousness, we say, better we interact with other persons for the sake of increasing the service to Krishna. Then it's for real. It's like now we're interacting, but it's all for the purpose of increasing our Krishna consciousness. Reality is always more interesting than illusion. Now, you could have a talk like this in a relationship with someone. That would be productive. You could get out the Bhagavad Gita. What is Krishna saying here? From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of itself. What do you think about that? Yeah, you could do that. Then you'd be for real. But the advantage is you can talk this kind of thing. It doesn't have to be, you know, a romantic partner or this lady. You know, you can talk this with anybody and you'll have a for real relationship. Talking about Krishna makes for freedom. All right, shall we have a little your time.